Thank you. In terms of attribution, I mean, Victoria pretty much took the words right out of my mouth. I think we are going to be seeing it's non-kinetic, and it's much more difficult. Again, through sharing of information and using corroborating evidence, we can get closer, but sometimes attribution is just not going to be possible, and we're always going to be left in that slightly gray area, which just makes everything so much more difficult. I'd agree with Doug and my fellow panelists. I think it's what I was talking about with the taxonomy. Break it down, look at different types of technologies and capabilities. What can you do within, RPOs? What can you do within, a certain, different types? And but even then, we're still going to have difficulties. Even coming up with some idea of what's an acceptable, distance to approach will again depend on, the relationship between those states and, what is this, the security implications between them. Because sometimes you'll go, heightened tension, so you're a bit close. But if things are, sort of more okay on the ground, you might not be so worried about it. But I definitely think bite-sized chunks, let's try and actually make some progress. With the weaponization in space and implications for humanitarian needs, I think that's it. And when I was talking about space being, we have to look at it within the military context, but we have to look at it just within the bigger context of Earth and everything that we're relying on. And so, we need to be bringing all of these people into the conversations so that when you're having conversations about weapons in space, you are getting the viewpoints of those who are working in the humanitarian sector, in the environmental sector, in agriculture, and all these different areas, because it is all interconnected. And if we kind of have the conversations in that sort of hall of mirrors and we're just talking to each other and not reaching out, I think that's, we're not getting all the viewpoints that we need. And I think that was it, yeah.